As a distance runner in high school and college, Eugene native Aaron Gray had some strong opinions about the redheaded stepchild of the track world.
From a lot of distance runners' perspective, race walkers are losers. And that was what I thought. Only dorks do race walking. Why would I ever want to do that?
Early on, Aaron's track career was looking bright, despite having open-heart surgery as a preteen to fix a serious genetic defect. At South Eugene High School, she was state cross-country champion. But then later in high school and on the track team at the University of Arkansas, she began to get stress fractures and thought her competitive running career was over. And technically, it was.
Dad said, well, you know, in the end, it doesn't matter what event you were in the World Championships or in the Olympics. You will or can be an Olympian, and no one cares, you know, what event it was or anything like that. And when you look back on your life, do you want to say, I made the Olympics, even if it's in race walking? Or do you want to say, I just kind of gave up on my dream?
Dad's words were exactly what Erin needed. At that point, she embarked on an astounding two-year journey, from race walk beginner to being ranked second in the U.S. by Track and Field News.
Okay, just get in a flow. I'll give you your 200, your 400 splits.
Okay.
Dad, by the way, is also coach. Early on a Tuesday morning, Bob Gray is on the track at South Eugene High. He's putting Erin through one of her last workouts before the big 20-kilometer race at the Olympic track and field trials.
You're looking for rhythm. Hit.
Erin's stride is smooth, compact, very different from the awkward camel with a limp gait most often associated with the sport.
A lot of those walkers who are much, much faster than the U.S. walkers have very little hip drop. And so that's one of the things that we work on, is minimizing any action that doesn't contribute to going forward.
Erin's hips barely swivel, and from waist up, she doesn't look much different from the other joggers sharing the track. But from the waist down,
it's obviously different than running. They stay in contact with the ground, and you'll notice that her head doesn't bob along. Everything works around the center point of the body.
Race walkers also have to straighten their front leg before it passes under their body. The other big difference, she's faster than those joggers on the track, much faster, on sub-8-minute mile pace with little apparent effort. Yet Erin's race walking career hasn't always been as smooth as her quick, even steps.
My very first race, I was disqualified.
She was trying to make the U.S. World Cup team and had the time she needed, but an official flagged her for leaving the ground a third time, an automatic disqualification. She was exhausted and blistered, and she unleashed a tirade.
Well, let's put it this way. The language is not appropriate for KLCC radio.
I thought, this is pointless. I'm quitting. There's no way in anything good in this world that I'm going to continue for the next however many years training hard and being disappointed.
I said, well, let's get some information. Because my rule is, don't make decisions in the moment. Wait until you've had a chance to process.
For the next year, Bob says Erin was disqualified from half the races she entered. But then they figured something out. Through biomechanical testing, they saw Erin was achieving her speed with a long stride but slow pace, and that left her vulnerable to the judges.
The human eye cannot detect a flight time of more than 3 or 4 milliseconds. And since the judging in the racewalk is just by human eye, it's not by camera or anything like that. Otherwise, we'd all probably be disqualified. As soon as your back foot comes up, your front foot is on the ground. That is how it appears.
She raised her step rate from 180 to more than 200 per minute, and it seems to have made all the difference. She's rarely getting flagged, and she's been walking faster with nearly every race. According to Erin's mother, Kathleen, this upward trajectory is more characteristic of the daughter she knows.
She's always been driven. I don't know if it's because she's the youngest of three or because she's the only girl, but she always, from the time she was, you know, 5 or 6, anything the boys could do, she could do as well or better. I mean, she's always kind of set that bar.
And that bar will have to be high for Sunday's race if she's to have a shot at making the Olympic team. Right now, no American has the Olympic A standard time, and that means only one female walker will make it through. Second or third place won't cut it unless she walks the Olympic standard.
I personally feel like I'm ready to go for the A standard, which is 1:33:30. So that would be about a 2.5 minute PR for me.
Sound great.
Back out on the track, Bob takes off the coach's hat for a moment and gives a rare glimpse of Dad.
Of course I want her to win. And her mom really wants her to win. For our 35th anniversary yesterday, she said, I only want one thing. I want to buy tickets to London. So, but no pressure.
Erin, who's just completing her cool down, is a little indignant about the request. She yells from a distance.
Buy tickets to London.
But the ire doesn't last long. Just a few seconds later, she gets into the spirit and admits she's already been practicing her wave to the Queen. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.